This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Larry Pratt, founder and president of Gunners of America, is joining us in the next segment to give us a legislative update of Herr Bush's gun-grabbing operations, out Clinton and Clinton, how they're resisting the gun grab in Canada, to their incredible testament to their will, and just I want to thank them for their courage and their honor and getting involved and giving us this victory. It's a big victory. And we'll also talk about how Gun Owners of America is calling for a Second Amendment for the Iraqi people. Well, they had that before, but now it's been taken away. The gun confiscation has begun. Good training for our troops. We'll come back here and be police officers. But let's talk to Mac in Colorado. Let him finish up. We're going to get Larry Pratt on via stereo on ISDN line. Go ahead, Mac, finishing up your point.
Okay. What I want to say is the way these globalists are and everything, and what mess with everything like they're wanting to mess with, they're not going to get anywhere. All they're going to get is all of us destroyed. And that's what's going to happen.
But see, that's what's leading them. They have this love of death.
I know, they're all greedy.
This power trip that they're on. And throughout history, Mac, look at Nero, look at Hitler, look at Stalin, look at Pol Pot. They flip out. They can't stop. They're criminals. They're psychopaths.
Yep.
And then they just set up kingdoms, hellish kingdoms here on the earth, and the globalists just can't help themselves.
Yep. And then that's going to end up, we're all going to be gone. And
well,
there ain't nobody going to gain anything.
The biggest threat is this genetic engineering, and they want it to get out. They want it to cause crises. And then they'll take over and federalize the farms, the factories, medicine, everything. Out of crises, they get more control when time and time again it's the government and its private owners that create the crisis.
You know what, you know what they remind me of? Like some mad scientist in some horror movie. That's what they remind me of.
Well, there have been real mad scientists throughout history, like Joseph Mengele, who was into torture, the Nazi, but now our government tells us torture is good if doing it.
Torture's good, huh?
How many times have you seen them on the news say torture's good?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it 100 times, so everybody else. I watch 2 hours of TV a week unless it's C-SPAN. I'd imagine the listenership watching an average of 3 hours a day has probably seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah, they're all into this torture talk now.
Oh, torture's a good American value. All right, thanks for the call, Mac. Yep, we're losing our soul, folks, and we're doing it through these crises that are manufactured. Now, Larry Pratt's going to be with us for about 30 minutes, and he joins us now. We're about to break. But, Larry, what are some of the things we're going to be talking about in the next 30 minutes here on the air?
Well, Alex, one of the things that strikes me as peculiar is the greater amount of firearms freedoms being allowed people of Iraq compared to the folks in the United States by the same administration.
Well, they haven't gotten them trained yet like they have us. They're telling them, first they said hand them in, they wouldn't. So, okay, just let us register those. And the Iraqis are saying in their news, you want to take them. We know what you'll do.
You know, these guys may have had a tough life, but that didn't make them stupid.
Exactly.
So that strikes me as hopefully something that's going to enable us to kill the renewal of the semi-auto ban. The disparity is so clear. I mean, in Iraq, we're talking about actual military full-auto machine gun AK-47. In the United States, we're talking about semi-auto firearms that have never been used by any military in the world.
So we'll talk about the new Bush-Clinton-Schumer assault weapons ban they want to reauthorize. And my surprise at the NRA 2 weeks ago, finally doing an analysis of the Legislative Center that could have been written by Gun Owners of America, admitting the ban on semi-automatic shotguns and all that. I want to get your take on NRA members forcing them and Gun Owners members forcing them to finally tell some of the truth. And I also want to talk about Canada, many of their provinces refusing to turn their guns in. Okay, Larry?
Very good.
Fantastic. Gunowners.org is the website. Link through at Infowars.com. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt, who we're honored to have on the show, carrying the standard for the Second Amendment. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm on the phone with Marilyn from Call Vera, who's going to explain a little bit about this new diet. Marilyn, tell us about it.
Well, it's a collagen protein supplement. It has collagen, aloe vera, and glycerin. You take 3 gel caps at night, and it helps build up some lean muscle, and it burns stored body fat.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. How does it work?
Well, because the collagen is the key. When you take collagen on an empty stomach, it helps burn away that stored body fat. And it's really good for you because this product has no drugs, no stimulants of any kind. There's no special foods to eat. You simply take these 3 gel caps at night. That's your whole plan, and there's nothing more to it. But the average weight loss is a pant size a month with an 86% success rate.
Marilyn, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to order Calvera?
It's very simple. CalveraOnline.com or call us at 1-888-601-7546. That's 888-601-7546.
Well, Marilyn, that sounds fantastic. We'll check back with you a little bit later to learn more about this exciting new product.
Okay, thanks.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're talking to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Be sure and visit gunowners.org. Also, be sure and go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get my new video, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It gets into gun control, the new Clinton/Bush, Chucky Schumer assault weapons ban, and we get into the whole Police State and Patriot Act 1 and 2, and rumors of Patriot Act 3. We've confirmed Patriot Act 2. It is an amazing film, dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the new film, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, and I authorize my listeners to make copies of my videos for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes, to spread the word and to use the power of the grassroots to educate the people about what we're really facing. So take action to get the new film today. Larry Pratt, before we get into Iraqis having more freedom with guns than Americans, and before we get into Canada's and its most of its states, its provinces saying, no, we're not going to turn our guns in, And before we get into the new assault weapons ban by Herr Bush and the liberals and the neocons, Patriot Act 1 and 2, your lawyers wrote an incredible 20-plus page analysis of it, even scarier than mine. You found stuff I didn't find. I found stuff you didn't find in it. The secret arrest of citizens, the secret executions, the guns being crimes, all of this garbage. Ashcroft said there wasn't a Patriot Act 2 before Congress 2 months ago. Now, last Thursday, he admitted it. There is an expansion of it. Your response, your analysis of the Patriot Act, and why do you think Ashcroft had to admit this?
I believe he had to admit it because the grassroots is a fire with this. Interestingly, both on the left and on the right, but the left doesn't really have much of a grassroots. So when you're talking about grassroots, you're really talking about folks like us. And the input to Congress is picking up. The opposition being expressed to the White House is picking up because more and more people are finding out about this stuff, and they can't believe that, oh no, here we go again.
So the best defense is an offense. He launched and said, yeah, I don't apologize for the first one. Tried to make it an illegal alien issue, knowing that we're against open borders, when it's not really about that, a red herring there, and saying, sure, I want more. Not only do I defend the first one, I want more.
We do have to take the offense on this for a very important reason. Even though there is officially no such proposal on the table as H.R. such and such with a bill number, this thing is what I would term opportunistically poised. What would be the next terrorist tragedy striking us would be an opportunity for them. And we've got to make it as clear as we possibly can before that opportunity, quote-unquote, arises, to let the elected officials know that we don't want you to do anything hit the next crisis, except make it easier for us to defend ourselves. But for goodness sakes, we don't want you to pass another bill concentrating more power in Washington. You've already gone too far. Let what you've got expire.
They're also trying to get rid of the sunset, as you just said, but already in the first Patriot Act, the key provisions like 213, the sneak and peek, and others, and the expanded definition of terrorism, Section 802, those are not sunsetted. And Larry, this is their incredible spin. I've written an analysis of Patriot Act 2. We have a copy of it, the legislative control sheet. It was brought by the Justice Department to Dennis Hastert, brought to him secretly, and to Dick Cheney. But that's the red herring of the House bill. It has been introduced. The House version is the Domestic Security Enhancement Act. The House version was introduced 6 months ago in January. It is the Justice Domestic Security Enhancement Act. It has all the same provisions under different subsections as the House bill. It has been enrolled, and in it, it has added gun control. It is sponsored by the worst Democrats on the Hill. So I might point you to S-22.
Well, S-22 definitely is the mother of all gun control bills. It's got everything short of a ban that they would love to have. It is the Brady campaign shopping list. And, of course, in moments of crisis, they can easily tack on anything that they might have left out to see if they can't slip that through as well. I think that's the great danger, and that we've just got to be doing our work now. And what is so wonderful about the members of Gun Owners of America is that they have been so tenacious and so persistent. They remind me of the widow in Luke 18 who went before an unrighteous judge. Times don't change. And he blew her off because she was a nobody, and he didn't think that he had to give her anything. Well, a lot of folks would say, well, gee, I guess if the government said so, it must be legitimate. And then and now, most people would have just walked away. But the widow knew that what she wanted, whatever it was right, and she persisted. And finally, the judge, the unrighteous judge, gave in, give her what she wants, saying, and this is the quote from the scripture, "She troubles me." And if we don't trouble them, I guarantee you they're going to trouble us.
Well, that's it. We've got to keep their feet to the fire. But now, this is curious. I've done a lot of talk show interviews. You probably do as many as I do or more, Larry. And I've been on conservative talk shows, and I'll say, Bush says he's going to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. And they'll say, that's not true. And then they'll say, you're a liberal making up information to discredit Bush. Why do we see, and I don't see this widespread, but I do see pockets of it, massive denial by so many conservatives to the neocon agenda we see in Washington?
I think denial is a very major and consistent human problem that we all have to deal with at one time or another about one thing or another. If something just seems too horrible to think about, you just say, well, that couldn't happen here. No government in the United States would ever become tyrannical. Well, ask a bunch of Germans that, what they thought in 1930 and then what they thought in 1940. You know, a lot can change in a very short period of time. And to say that it can't happen here is, and to a certain extent, I suppose, lazy man's way of dealing with it. If it can't happen, then I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to do anything, and therefore I don't even need to ask for an excuse.
Well, Larry, it is happening here, and we've got a unified front by the Hillary Clintons, the Chucky Schumers, with Bush on open borders, on gun control, on NAFTA and GATT, on all these key issues, on protecting Bill Clinton, blocking Dan Burton's committee. Ari Fleischer, the press secretary, a couple weeks ago, told the WorldNet Daily reporter, when they brought up Hardingate and how Bush is protecting Clinton, he said, the president's moving forward, and he suggests you do the same.
Let me point back to the gun issue and the semi-auto ban just for a minute, because some people that will acknowledge that they've heard the president, spokesman anyway, say that that's what he wants to do, to renew the ban, keep it on the books. They'll say, well, but hey, we don't have to worry about that. The House of Representatives isn't going to vote for that. It's under control. Well, part of that's true. I don't think the House of Representatives is where we're going to get clobbered. But here's how it can happen. It's already happened this way in the past. When Lautenberg put his gun ban in, greatly expanding the number of prohibited people that are allowed to own a gun in this country, people that had had domestic violence misdemeanors, spanking a child, yelling at a dad, things like that, those people got stuck in 1996. It was a measure that he inserted in a conference committee in the Senate behind closed doors.
Yeah, they can load it in his pork barrel at any time, and Bush says he'll sign it.
Now, here's the problem. It comes out of a conference committee. It's already been voted on in some fashion. The underlying bill has, anyway, in both houses. Now they can no longer make amendments from the floor. This is the final vote. It's up or down. And here's how it is likely to happen, and here's how it would have happened had Lautenberg been confronted in the Senate. Look, buddy, until your measure comes out of that appropriation bill, I'm going to filibuster your bill. Well, that's all well and good, perhaps on most legislation, but inside the Beltway, it's just unimaginable to think that you might shut down part of the government. I mean, and that's what the filibuster of an appropriations bill would do. So which do you think is more important, operating the government or keeping the people free to own firearms?
Well, take S-22. It's a law enforcement anti-terror, law enforcement funding package. It's a giant spending bill, and they've got all this stuff in there. I mean, this is what they're doing.
Exactly. And now, Bush wouldn't sign that, so that, at least we don't think he would, so that probably keeps my scenario from occurring. But with the semi-auto ban, he said he would sign it. So, hey, we don't have to shut down the government. We'll just give it to him, and he'll sign it.
Well, he's supposed to be a conservative, and we're seeing the opposite from Bush, and I just think it's a big wake-up call for people. And there could be a mass shooting the week of the vote, which even Limbaugh has pointed out just keeps happening right on time for them, and that could easily get it through.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think reality has begun to impinge on the principal culprit, in my opinion. Well, of course, is the president for allowing the statements to be made, but Karl Rove is his principal political advisor, and I don't see him as a principled man at all, and I see him figuring that, hey, we're going to get some easy votes from the soccer moms, and the gunnies don't have any other place to go. Well, first of all, that's a flawed analysis, because the people that voted for George Bush in West Virginia are not quote-unquote gunnies. They're Democrats who normally vote Democratic no matter what.
Yeah, Bush would have totally lost the election worse than he did in the general vote if it wasn't for the gunners.
Absolutely. And so these people have no fear whatsoever of voting for Democrat. And it could happen all over again. But maybe we'll have a chance to continue.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Great analysis from Larry Pratt, founder and president of Gunners of America, gunners.org. Great analysis, great information, great organization. And we'll come back and talk about Iraq. They have more rights there than we do here for guns. And then we'll talk about Canada. Most of their big provinces are saying, we're not going to register and take the guns. No feds.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? It sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populace assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth. Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that can contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Larry, It's not just the gun issues that the neocons are on the big government tyranny side of the fence. It's across the board. And it is important for gun owners to be involved and conservatives to be involved by pointing this out. We are now seeing a shift, at least in rhetoric, back to a more conservative viewpoint because of pressure. I talked about how the NRA wouldn't talk about the assault weapons ban, how Bush is going to reauthorize it. They finally did in their legislative alert. They really won't do it in their magazine. How important was it that the real gun owners, real conservatives, are forcing the NRA to not be as anti-gun as they are?
We hear from our members all the time, those that get emailed particularly, because that's how word spreads so quickly and effectively now, that they've also contacted the NRA. They belong to both, and they see us doing something, and they want the NRA to do the same thing. And I can tell you that they can express themselves in very forceful ways. I wanted to share with you an anecdote of just days after the first announcement was made by a spokesman for Bush that he was going to ban guns again if he had a chance, that Karl Rove, his principal advisor, went up to New Hampshire, gave a talk at a university, and afterwards entertained questions from the audience, one of whom was our member, and I'll just refer to him as Sam. But Sam asked a question something like, "What in the world do you think you guys are doing with this?" And he got back a very imperious answer that this is the way it is, bud. And, well, Sam didn't really like that, so he went with a group of other people that wanted to shake Rove's hand and whatnot as he was on his way to the limo. And just before he popped in the back door, Sam was able to repeat the question, and Rove was visibly angry and started repeating how he didn't understand politics and blah, 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 and grabbed Sam on the arm. And Sam said, "Well, yeah, I'm older than he is, and I'm bigger than he is." And I grabbed him on his arm, and I said, "Look, you tell your boss if he signs that bill, he's crossed the line." And Rove was beside himself, didn't know what to say, just let him drive him away at that point. They're finally beginning to see that this is not something like whether the sugar beet industry gets more protection or not. And people do have strong feelings, but hey, you know, those sorts of
things. That's just the way it is. Now, they're understanding this is about the Bill of Rights and what America is, and if they're going to wrap themselves in that flag, they're going to have to uphold the values of that Constitution and that Bill of Rights. But, Larry Pratt, I want to shift gears for a second.
Sure.
Canada. Uh-huh. Many of their big provinces are saying, "We are not going to enforce your gun ban. You register them, you confiscate them." They're actually saying, one of the heads of the provinces says, of their law enforcement arm, says, "This only hurts law-abiding citizens. This is wrong." And now police, the federal police, are warning the provinces, and more provinces are defecting now, the majority of them. Is this good news?
I think it's extremely good news, particularly when you consider that it's Canada, where they have more of a British mindset that whatever the government says is legitimate because there's no legitimate constitution in writing.
But they've heard about the crime rate exploding in England and Australia after the gun bans. They know the truth.
They do, and I think the driver for this resistance to this tyranny has been the province of Alberta. Those folks really think like people in the western United States. They've taken the lead on this, and frankly, at the province of Alberta, and I've talked to people from there, in fact, interviewed one on my little talk show that's a weekly hour thing, Live Fire, an editor of a conservative publication up there who printed the results of a public opinion survey that found that a bare majority of the people of Alberta, if you had it on the ballot right now, "Do we want out of here?" they'd say yes in a heartbeat, and then make themselves an independent country with lots of oil. And
but I mean, that's exciting that you have whole states refusing, and then their citizens are on TV saying, "I'm not turning my gun in, you can come get it." We need more of that attitude here, and we need to have those revolutions of information and standing up in these states like Massachusetts, California. I know we've got the people, we just don't have the media power. We've got to promote the alternative media in those states. What about Iraq? Not arming, disarming the American people, but having to back off and not disarm the Iraqi people.
I think that's going to be a very effective tool in trying to keep the lid on the semi-auto ban from and keep it from being renewed.
Because they're going to be allowed to own semi-autos, fully autos there, but we can't here.
Oh, I think that really sticks in the throat.
All right, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Alex, thank you.
Your site's got incredible legislative analysis and information. I visit it daily. God bless you. We look forward to having you back up in the future.
Same here. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. I'll be right back. I'll get into Walmart pushing the RFID. New information on that. Retina scanners to drive your car. It's all coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer, the ISA filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Jones. We're now an hour and a half into this worldwide broadcast, 33 minutes after the hour. More of your calls coming up if you'd like to join us on air, what Larry Pratt was covering, or any of the news items that I've already gone over, any particular news piece you'd like to discuss. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I want to get back into this British scientist puts odds for apocalypse at 50-50. The real things that are threatening us, the genetic engineering, the new types of nuclear testing that are being done, the superconducting super colliders, the things that are going on there. But a story I didn't cover yesterday, and I should have, but this is how desensitized to horror and evil I've gotten, was out of the London Telegraph. Famine struck North Koreans eating children. That's coming up. And also want to get into driver's eye movements measured to test tiredness. You'll have to retina scan, as I told you last year, as the Houston Chronicle said, to start your car while the police are being given the system worldwide. Walmart to throw its weight behind RFID. Now, I told you they're getting behind this small microchip tracking system, but they're getting behind it for the industry. They're investing in the RFID tracker chip industry. These small chips, smaller than a grain of sand, in your clothes and your products, tracking you around the city and down the roads off radio frequency identifier reading radio transmitters and receivers. So that's coming up. Because when Walmart, that has over 30% of all retail sales, and that's just on average, they've got half of some products. They sell half of some products. If they say you got to put this in your product, all manufacturers are going to do this. And that is now being pointed out by CNET News. That is coming up. Also, more brain scanners and stress test systems for the airports. And then, of course, they'll be at the highway checkpoints they're building into the roads now. This and much more coming up. The toll-free number to join us to talk about all these issues is 800-259-9231. Before I go any further, I really want to invite the listeners of this worldwide broadcast to order my documentary films. I have produced 9 films. The 9th film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is now out. Now shipping. And it's an amazing film, 2 hours, 37 minutes long. The greatest evil that mankind has ever faced is among us, a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order Klan. The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalist master plan. Learn the plan of the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America, but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed Police State series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. This film documents the nightmare rise of the Homeland Security Dictatorship, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Total Information Awareness Network, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorists. So you need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. If you haven't gotten 911, The Road to Tyranny, that covers 911 and the globalist plan as well, other facets of it, if you haven't gotten part 2 of that film, The Masters of Terror, you need to get them first, because this is a great film, but it's the continuation of that. All my films do this. And the videos are $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order 3 or more of any of the 9. So you can get 3 of one title, or 2 of one title, and another title, or 3 different titles. And that discount continues as you get 3 or more. So it's an $18 discount on the 3-tape special, $24 discount on the 4-tape special, $30 discount on the 3-tape special, and so on and so forth. So I really do hope that you get the videos. I also have my book, Descent into Tyranny, 911 Descent into Tyranny. It's 230 pages, covers 911 and government-sponsored terror and their master plan and where they're going in the future. For those that like books, it's well-written, concentrated, page-by-page. It's kind of like a Reader's Digest, but it's 230 pages long, concentrated info, only $12. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the videos, make copies, air them on Access TV. I want to thank those that have done this. You've done a great job. But if you haven't done it, join this grassroots fight against the globalists. We are unlocking more minds every day by the millions just through this show, thanks to you. So I commend you. You haven't gotten in the fight. Join us in this historical war for liberty and freedom to restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution against the enemy combatants, against the usurpers of the New World Order that are overthrowing this republic. 1-888-253-3139. All right. Let me cover some news, then we'll get into your calls. Now, again, I see stories about mobile Chinese execution vans, and our government's giving them grants to pay for all this. And our government pays for grants to force relocate the Tibetans and all this other stuff. But this is out of North Korea that Donald Rumsfeld gave nuclear reactors to, according to the BBC. Famine struck North Korea eating children. Let me say that again. Famine struck North Korea eating children. London Telegraph. Cannibalism is increasing in North Korea following another poor harvest and a big cut in international food aid, according to refugees who have fled the stricken country. Now, this is from a liberal point of view. Let me explain why this is happening. Because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, because Kim Jong-il is an hereditary dictator. Whenever you got people's kids becoming the leader, you know, the old leader's kid becomes a leader, you know you're in a police state. You know you're in deep trouble. It's light years ahead of nepotism. The guy has been caught in the 80s and 90s. He just apologized last year. Has kidnapped dozens of Asian film stars, Japanese, South Korean film stars. He has had aircraft hijacked to bring particular film stars back that he wants. And he apologized to the Japanese Prime Minister about 8 months ago in late 2002 for, quote, killing them. He said, yes, I killed them. I'm sorry, I won't do that anymore. Because Japan wouldn't even talk to him about aid until he apologized. He is a little 5'1" demon. He lives in a 7-story pleasure palace. This is admitted. We've had doctors on the show who were liberals who went there to, quote, aid North Korea thinking it was all propaganda. The people's hospitals are beer bottles with plastic tubing, with ancient dull needles you have to force into their arms. They use rainwater as the fluids. There was a smelting accident, and a man got his arm burned. The doctor, this German doctor, this is in the Wall Street Journal, we had him on last year, gave a hip skin graft for this man. He got the highest award. They used him as propaganda purposes. He had his own private driver. His driver was in an automobile accident. They went to the fancy hospital. He said they had better MMR machines than in the finest U.S. and England and German hospitals, glistening white walls, special stores with premium Colby beef, prostitutes flown in. The army is living in palatial five-star surroundings in the center of the cities. And he said that they don't even let you drive off the main road. If you do drive off the main road, you go and people are selling parts of children at stands. The people that are killed at the death camps, and they are killing conservatively 2 million a year. Their population has gone from, what was it, 50 million down to about 35 million. I mean, literally, you talk about parasitic, and they just can't stop. They love it. What these countries do, they kill you at the death camp of malnutrition, or they shoot you in the back of the head. It is then sold to local butchers. The only real meat in the country is long ham or human. And the official Chinese government 2 years ago, I have the Nightline piece, admits in their own publication that they survived the Cultural Revolution, the reorganizing of the society that David Rockefeller hailed in the New York Times in 76. But they, and I got that quote in my book, this is what he supports, by, quote, cooking dead people and mainly children in large stew pots. So this is the love of the New World Order. And I have History Channel, I've seen History Channel, with the former head of the CIA, section chief, in Asia, admits that they, quote, put Mao into power in 1949-1950. This is all supported. And so they cook them in these pots, and they sell them on the streets. Vanity Fair, in 99, when Madeleine Albright went there and cheered and started crying with joy at the acrobats in the sports stadium where they do the public executions, she was celebrating, loved it, smiled, cried, threw flowers, got flowers, loved it a little too much. Vanity Fair was there and saw human flesh being sold. So this is serious business, but let me continue. Famine struck North Koreans eating children. Cannibalism is increasing in North Korea following another poor harvest and a big cut in international food aid. Well, they take all the food aid, they take the oil aid, the coal oil, fuel oil aid, and they publicly sell it to China. Okay? And none of it gets to the people. Aid agencies are alarmed by refugees' reports that children have been killed, not just eating people that die now, and corpses cut up by people desperate for food, requested by the United Nations World Food Program. This is the model, folks. To be allowed access to farmers' markets where human meat is said to be traded have been turned down by Pyongyang, citing security reasons. Another caught selling human meat faces execution, but in a report compiled by the North Korean Refugee Assistance Fund, one refugee said pieces of special meat are displayed on straw mats for sale. People know where they came from, but they don't talk about it. The NKRAF, a aid body set up by China 5 years ago, which helps to smuggle food and medicines into parts of North Korea, off limits to WFP officials, interviewed 200 refugees in the report. If a funeral takes place during the day and the burial is performed in the evening, the grave may be dug open and the body stolen before morning, said one refugee. Another witness, named only as Lee, 54, said he feared that his missing grandson, age 8 and 11, had been killed for food. As he searched widely for them, the boy's friend said they had vanished near a market. Mr. Lee said police were raided a nearby restaurant, found body parts of business owners, were shot, and obviously sold for meat. Gerald Bork, WFP's representative in Beijing, said it was difficult for the organization to substantiate the reports of cannibalism as they were unable to get to the markets, as in any desperately poor country, is something we might stumble on. He said, well, we've had the German doctor on, another guest on. You're not allowed to leave the cities, but when you drive out to the markets, they are there. He's done it because he had this high-level pass, and he did see it. And that's when you die in a death camp, the police, the jail guards, the work camp guards sell you. And the number one product is opium, and they sell that, of course. U.S. government ships pull up, pick up the opium, bring it back here for your children to inject and become whores in the system, you know, to become prostitutes to pay for their habits. Pyongyang, North Korea, sells this to our government and to others. So, thought you just want to know about that. The article goes on and on, but that's the wonders of big government. And China does it too, but it's more of a delicacy there. Driver's eye movements measured to test tiredness. Police in Australia have started measuring eye movements to determine whether motorists are fit to drive. Now, the Houston Chronicle reported last year that hundreds of companies have already bought a retina scanner in businesses, and the government's doing it, where you go in and a retina scan of your eye is moving quickly, vibrating at a low level. You can't go to work. Now, the government has said they want to put this in cars. It would save lives, not just banning cell phones or banning drunks, you know, stuff that might sound reasonable. Now it's, tired driving is causing death, so let's just start with the truck drivers to make sure they're not driving tired. Then it's you, see. A newly developed device called Pupil Graph, developed in Houston, measures the contractions of the center of the eye. Every second, the diameter of our pupil changes to 0.3 millimeters. Neurologist Manfred Waltz explained to Die Press newspaper. Reveals whether drivers are too tired to concentrate on the road. The instrument is currently in pilot project phase, pending legislation that will make driving while tired illegal. But it has already helped spot a number of motorists who shouldn't have been on the road. See, this is Australia for you. One lorry driver turned out to have driven from Berlin to Rome, back to Berlin, on the Austrian-Czech border, only 5 hours sleep, according to Mr. Waltz. Driving while tired is just as dangerous as drinking and driving, see? Getting less than 4 hours sleep equals alcohol level in your body of 0.5 per mile, he told the paper. Of course, then they said there'll be problems because some people naturally have a vibration of the eye, especially when you get above 65. Tired driving is extremely dangerous both for the driver and others, and that's the article. So they're only a few years away from that here in the U.S. It's already being sold. The feds are already doing it. And this is the new system. Walmart to throw in its weight behind RFID. These are the small, trackable chips. Inventory management technology that uses wireless signals to track products from the factory to store shelves is set to win a major new ally next week from Walmart. See, the chips can be scanned in the truck as it drives, and then it's on you, and the same systems can track you, and they say they're going to use this for, quote, retail reasons. Of course, the government, of course, will get all the data. They already do off of your discount cards. The retail giant is expected to throw its weight behind RFID, radio frequency identification. They've already built a big bunker. We already covered that last Friday with the feds running it there in Arkansas. Technology at the Retail System 2003 Industry Conference in Chicago on Tuesday. Of course, is familiar with the company's plans. Said executives plan to make a presentation encouraging the top 100 suppliers start using wireless inventory tracking equipment, chips affixed to products, and scanners in warehouses. So it's already in half the products, Walmart said, and now all the products by next year, and they are 33% of total retail sales, projected by 2005 to be 40%. You keep buying from them, 45% by 2007, and in many areas of marketing, like razors, shaving cream, shampoos, dog foods, light bulbs, they have over half the total sales. And everyone will have to put these in now, and when you leave, the face scanning camera will scan. We'll scan your name onto the product. This is already admitted. Then radio trackers will be put up around town to scan you. San Francisco Bay Area is now making it the law that all drivers have to have it. It was to just go through toll roads. Now it's to track and trace your movements and to start taxation. Folks, we're only a few years away. General Motors already has this standard on all new vehicles. This is a red level emergency. Your calls and a bunch of other vital news coming up. Stay with me.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you want the news? I mean the real news. Because you're sure not getting it now. If you'll open your ears, we'll open your eyes, and we'll open your mind. What did the government know about the possibility of terrorist attacks prior to 9/11? Is mainstream media telling you everything you should know about the war on terror? What is our real interest in Iraq and Saddam Hussein? Who stands to gain if we give up our freedoms in the name of national security? Who's behind the manipulation of our financial markets, and why? We're the jury, you be the judge. We're the GCN Radio Network. Are you tired of being lied to by mainstream media? Well, so are we, and we're doing something about it. Visit us at GCNLive.com and discover the truth for yourself. We're the real deal, we mean business, and we're here to stay. For news that's in your face and sometimes shocking, visit GCNLive.com. www.GCNLive.com. We're the GCN Radio Network. Check us out today. We promise not to tell anyone you were here.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I'm about to go to your calls, Bob in New York and others. Third hour is straight ahead. A ton of other news you do not want to miss, and more calls, and another guest. But understand, once they get the RFIDs and everything, and Walmart's going to do that by making all their distributors do it, all their manufacturers do it, once they've done that, they're going to start the taxation and tracking. I mean, the Pentagon doesn't come out and say they're going to know every move you make, everything you say, everything you do, everything you read, everything you buy for nothing. Okay? They don't do that. They're already setting it up. The next generation of echelon times 1,000. Just telling you, no more Fourth Amendment of any type where the border stays wide open. I read those articles out of England where they're going to start now, in all the major cities and nationwide, the satellite tracking and taxation. Our government's calling for it. They're also going to use big RFID trackers in all the cars in the Bay Area. It was first just for the toll roads. Now you have to have it to have your sticker, to have your car in the city or in the Bay Area. And they're going to track you with radio readers on the sides of the road, by your name, everything. Folks, this is Big Brother on steroids. It's here. It's happening now. You've got to boycott these people. You've got to say no to any corporation that does this, because once the thumb scanners are in all the stores, then they pull out the self, the service checkout lanes. They put in all self-serve that gets rid of jobs. It tracks, it traces, it brings total control. And all you're going to have at stores is security guards. And they're going to know everything you do. You're not going to have any liberty, any freedom. This is the opposite of America. Bob in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Pretty good, my friend.
I got a really positive message for everybody that's listening. Okay, you want to hear it?
Sure.
Well, I've been studying this stuff for, you know, almost 10 years now, and what I've realized is that when you see the governments attempt to make these moves to get into your civil liberties, to get into your right to bear arms, what it shows is a desperation. Their financial system is collapsing, and they're trying to push this move as fast as possible, but they're not going to make it.
And they've got to have terror to pose as our saviors as they take our pension funds.
Oh, boy. You know, I'm on a guy named Jim Sinclair's Mindset website, and he had a couple great articles. One is called Japan Gets It Wrong Again, And what they're going into is basically saying the Japanese Monetary Authority has authorized the banks to charge negative interest rates on accounts. Now, this is coupled with, you know, if I've got a $10,000 in the bank, they're going to charge me a 5% interest just to keep it there. Well, what does that do? It forces you to grab the money out of the bank. Then they're talking about issuing a new currency. These guys are completely desperate.
Well, that's why they're coming out with the colored money. The Federal Reserve admits it's a training for the change to devalue the currency.
They're never going to pull it off, Alex. You know why? Because the people that are out there hardworking, that are they're locked in their mind cages and thinking that all their problems and their high taxation is because of small people sitting on welfare, once you take their job away, once you take a bulk of the American people's jobs away, they know they're honest, hardworking people, and they're not going to stand for it.
Well, I'll tell you, there's $1 trillion that's been looted from the Pentagon. Hardly anyone even knows about it, but it's public. There is corruption at levels never before seen. All these corrupt weapons deals, Halliburton getting the only big contract for $7 billion, now $9 billion in Iraq, no bids allowed. They bust Martha Stewart to make them think we're doing something. I mean, this is a joke. And I will tell you that that big Gallup poll 2 weeks ago said that 32% of the American people trust the mainstream media, while the trust of the alternative media is at 80-plus percent.
There you go.
What does that say for them? The Pentagon's morale is the lowest it's ever been. That's because they know this is a lie and a fraud. Everybody in government isn't bad. They've been compartmentalized, and now they're learning the truth.
They're waking
up. And millions of people are standing up and speaking out.
They're waking up. You know, another article here is the Emperor fiddles while Rome burns.
Tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish on in the other hour, next hour, third hour coming up. And more of your calls at 800-259-9231. Third hour, please stay with us. Your station doesn't care the third hour. They really should, but I appreciate all our affiliates. Third hour coming up, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequency.